So today at La Villa at 12 o'clock, this gentleman right here, Pete Snyder, running for the Republican nomination, is going to be there. I'm imagining maybe eating the lasagna. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Mark. I'm thrilled to be with you guys. And, you know, while I'm only on my second cup of coffee, I got to tell you, that lasagna smells and sounds good. I can smell it in my brain.
Let me tell you, it's some of the best lasagna in Lynchburg, that's for sure.
Very good. Well, we're excited about having
you. We're fired up to get there and see a lot of supporters and also meet some new friends that are signing up to be delegates for this convention. It's coming up on May 8th. We are 24 days, not that I'm counting at all, to the nominating contest, and we're picking up momentum as we go along. So y'all come on out and see us and have some lasagna.
Well, you've been very busy. You were just recently in Danville, were you not?
I was. We went to Crema and Vine and got to talk with the terrific entrepreneurs that put that operation together, meet some delegates, meet some new friends. And, you know, it was really interesting. The owner, they've been in business for 3 years, and the owner said last year was the absolute hardest year that he's ever had due to these government shutdowns that Ralph Northam put upon business owners. You know, we all know that the coronavirus kills people. It puts people in the hospital, but the coronavirus did not kill our economy. Mm. Our government did.
Yeah.
Our governor did. This was a self-inflicted wound that didn't have to be. And business owners, 14 months out of this mess, are still struggling to try to get their operations up and going, and they're desperate for their freedom to make a living again.
Well, how do you feel about the delegate process? We've been hearing from a lot of listeners who are very frustrated with the way the GOP is handling this particular process this year.
Sure. Look, I would have been happy to play on any playground or field that the Republican Party of Virginia State Central Committee chose, whether it's a primary, whether it's a convention. I've been in a convention before. I did that in 2013. You know, this is a slightly complicated process, and we now have some sort of a hybrid model. It's a little bit more like a primary this year. We have 37 polling locations all around Virginia, but it's a two-step process. People need to sign up, pre-file, if you will, to be a delegate. You can go to PeteSnyder.com and sign up to be a delegate. We can get you a form and get you rolling. And in the process, and then you go out, and it's a drive-through, almost like a firehouse primary, on Saturday, the 8th of May. It shouldn't take too much of your time. You can participate in the process and hopefully support me, and we win, and then we march on and take out Terry McAuliffe and the Democrats on November 2nd.
So one of the things that has been frustrating with all of this is there seems to be a lot of a lot of mystery groups out there spending a lot of money trying to trash all the GOP candidates, with yourself included. How are you responding to some of these pack ads that are coming after you?
You know, I'm really not, Janet. Look, this is the NFL. You get hit. I don't like it. You know, I've been trashed the most, I believe, of any candidate. You know, I get hit by Terry McAuliffe probably 3 times a week. And what does it tell you? It tells you that, you know, we're pulling away with this race. Other folks don't like it, and they're trying to bring us back down. Terry does not want to face me in November. He knows I'm the only one who's standing up to the teachers' unions right now, demanding that we open up our schools 5 days a week, every single week, with a real live breathing teacher in the classroom. And he doesn't want to get crossways with the teachers' union. So there's a lot of people, the teachers' union, Terry McAuliffe, you know, other Republican candidates, what have you, that are playing around. It's no big deal, Janet. I'm not going to cry, right? You know,
well,
Terry McAuliffe's the killer. I'm going to be going head-to-head with him on a debate stage, and I relish the opportunity.
Yeah,
We're going to get through the next 3 weeks, win this nomination, unite the party, and march on to victory. You know, there are many independents and lean Democrats that are sick and tired of 8 failed years of Northam McAuliffe rule.
Right.
They want change, and we're going to bring it.
Well, one of the things that that they accuse you of is supporting Democrats in the past. So I do think people want to know you know, and make sure, you know, which side you're on. Are you going to represent
values? Absolutely. I have never, ever given money to or supported a Democrat in my life. Those are completely fabricated lies. And you know what? The people, the folks that have been involved in the conservative movement and the Republican Party here in Virginia know that that's not true. Mm-hmm. I've been in the conservative movement for 25 years. Mm-hmm. I've marched for life. I've fought for life. I've funded life. I've funded, my wife and I have funded conservative candidates and causes up and down the ballot to the tune of nearly $1 million over the past 25 years. So I'm tried and true, but I'm also an outsider. I've been in the outside world. I've been in the private sector. I'm not a career politician. I have what it takes to bring real change to Richmond. But no, I've been the biggest cheerleader of our Republican Party for the past 25 years. And no one else in this race can match that. No one else has given more and done more. And I've never negotiated with the Democrats and caved, and I've never given to the Democrats. I'm all full and true, a true and tried conservative.
Pete, let me ask you a question. You heard the story I did on the 13 or 15 vacancies that still need to be filled in the South Side for police. You know, police are leaving. We have border, guys that are retiring early because it's not popular to be on the right side of the law. What will you do if you're elected as governor? Because Virginia has been blessed. We've had some issues like the one in Virginia Beach where the gentleman was killed. I mean, you know what's brewing up in Minnesota right now. I mean, what do you do to encourage folks to consider going into that field and supporting those that are already there?
Mark, you have your finger on the pulse of a huge hot button topic, and I got to tell you, it is near criminal what is happening to our law enforcement officials, our police officers, and our sheriffs and their deputies. Take, for example, Terry McAuliffe 3 days ago bent to the woke mob and changed his position on qualified immunity. The Black Lives Matter radical group and those calling to defund the police, one of the key elements that they have in their agenda is getting rid of qualified immunity for law enforcement officials. Mm-hmm. That means if you're a sheriff's deputy and you're involved in an incident, whether it's your fault or not, you could be sued for everything you have right. Your house taken away mm-hmm. For just doing your job.
Right.
And that is an absolute cop killer.
Right.
And you'll have people leaving the police force and the sheriff's office because of that, and it will just change law enforcement in Virginia overall. So what I would do as governor is, one, I would say absolutely no, we are not getting rid of qualified immunity. I would push back against the extremists and Terry McAuliffe, who's now joined the woke mob, and stand up for our law enforcement officials. I wouldn't defund the police, Mark. I would fully fund our police and our sheriff's deputies and sheriff's offices, the people who are on the front lines putting their neck on the line for right. us and their lives on the line
right.
every single day. They deserve the training, the equipment, the salary, and the benefits, and the respect that is commensurate with what they do for all of us, which is put their lives on the line every day. It is sad. It is wrong. Terry McAuliffe is absolutely the wrong person to be our next governor. And I'm going to be the best friend that law enforcement has had in quite a while. Ralph Northam tried to punish sheriffs and their deputies
right.
for speaking out about our Constitution and defending our Second Amendment. He docked them pay and gave raises to the state police and not the sheriff's deputies.
Right.
That's wrong. We need to treat our law enforcement officials with respect and give them what they deserve.
Sure. One more quick question, because we're up against the clock. Just give us in a couple of lines, Pete, you know, and my that train left the building. I can't believe that train just left the station, Janet. I forgot my question. That's terrible. I'm old, by the way, Pete. I just remembered what it was.
I'm a former college wrestler. I am tough, but I'm a fighter. I won't take it lying down.
Well,
two, I'm a true conservative. And three, I'm going to get our schools open, our economy back and going, get rid of these mandates, and I'm going to put actually the rights and civil liberties of law-abiding citizens ahead of those of criminals. We need to get law and order back in Virginia and
right.
give people the freedom to worship where they want to
right.
do their job, and to protect our Bill of Rights and our Constitution.
I just remembered what
and
it was.
And he's also, I think he just answered it,
Well,
not?
You answered it, but just give me
clairvoyant.
Give me a yes or no answer on this, because Terry McAuliffe is one of the best politicians out there. Are you willing to fight to the death for this if you get the nomination? I just need to know a yes or no.
I cannot wait. Absolutely. Terry, that's why Terry's attacking me nearly every day.
Right, right.
He doesn't
okay.
want to go toe-to-toe with me.
I got you.
Because I'm going to take him down. We're
okay.
going to shock the world. David will beat Goliath. Pete will beat Terry on November 2nd.
That's all I need.
From your lips to God's ears, my friend.
For the ride, my friend.
Thank you so much, Pete. God bless you.
I hope today goes well.
Be safe and enjoy that lasagna.
Come on out and see us at 12 o'clock.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Roger that. All right. Pete Snider on the line. Thanks so much for hanging with us there.